How to redirect today with the reality of having been away. Part 3.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Yesterday, we looked at the first 3 of 6 ways to turn back once you've set your heart and mind to it. Number 1, to resolve not to turn back again. Number 2, to embrace humility as you walk your way back. Number 3, to take steps forward, not to the side due to distractions or certainly not backwards due to the wrong company. Today, we look at the last 3, starting with number 4, utilize all you've got to make it back home, or at least where you left off before you lost your way. Tony Robbins reminds us resourcefulness is the ultimate resource. You know, I'm working at this time with a newfound friend from the U.S., but who's actually a Filipino, who is restarting his professional life in the field of finance, having lost everything in a recent separation from his spouse. I'm amazed at everything this man is using to make it back. His faith, his talents, even his gift as a magician. Everything he's got, he's using to make it way back. You know, using magic to give joy to others along the journey of going back, that's humbling. But that's so inspiring. Number 5, reconnect with support, right? It's a community thing. You want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go with a community. We are not meant to navigate life's challenges alone. Reconnecting with a supportive community, seeking guidance from mentors, can provide us with the strength and encouragement needed to return to the right path. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10, 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls, one can help the other up. See, surrounding ourselves with positive influences aids our journey back. And finally, nourish your mind and soul. To sustain our return to the right path, we must nourish our minds and souls with positive thoughts, knowledge, spiritual practices. Philippians 4:8. This was just a discussion I had with a relative about an hour ago who's been bombarded with negative thoughts, not from her own mind, but from people around her. Finally, brothers, Philippians 4:8, and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. End quote. See, nourishing ourselves holistically empowers us to stay on course. And the thought of reconstituting your inner circle is key. Dr. John Maxwell, the law of the inner circle, those closest to you will determine your level of success. Jim Rohn, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. 6 ways to turn back properly once you've set your heart and mind to it. Resolve not to turn back again. R, embrace humility. E, take steps forward. T, utilize all you've got. U, reconnect with support. R, and nourish your mind and soul. N, return. It's time to go back and go back well, my friend. Tomorrow, we ask the question and hopefully answer it too. What if the way back is way too hard to hack?